And serving others becomes much more important than our own ego, until ultimately we reach what he called the stage of the spirit, the archetype of the spirit, when we finally begin to recognize that this is not our home. What it means in the holy books when it says, you are in this world, but you are not of this world. And these four stages represent also where we can look at our own self. How am I doing going through these? To what extent do I find myself consumed with my own quotas? What's in it for me? How much can I get? And ask ourselves that question as we begin to interact and deal with other people. I had the wonderful opportunity to be in a room where Mother Teresa had been the day before. And Mother Teresa, this 4'10", beautiful soul, just an 83-year-old woman at the time, out in Phoenix, Arizona. And the man who had interviewed her that day, she was there to talk about a homeless shelter. He said to her, he said, Mother Teresa, is there anything that I can do for you? And this tiny little woman said, no, she said, Pat, there's really nothing that you need to do for me. He said, Mother Teresa, we have a very large radio station here, 50,000 watts. We could generate a lot of publicity for what you do. She said, I'm really not here for publicity, but I just want to talk about the homeless shelter, but thank you very much. He said, Mother Teresa, we could raise a lot of money, which is what the ego always goes to. And she said, I'm not really here to raise money. I just wanted to talk about the homeless shelter that is opening tomorrow in Phoenix. And finally, he just about got down on his knees. He said, please, Mother Teresa, isn't there anything that I can do? And she said, yes, there is. You seem so serious. She said, tomorrow morning, get up at 4 a.m. and go out onto the streets of Phoenix and find someone who's living there who believes that he's alone and convince him that he's not. That's what you can do. Convince him that he's not. Those of us who are disconnected, those of us who are lost in our society, often feel disconnected from each other, our environment, and from God. And when we shift that and get out of that notion that I am alone, in A Course in Miracles there's a wonderful line, and I repeat it every time. I did before I came out here when I was back meditating before I came out to talk this evening. It says, if you knew, it doesn't say if you believed, it says if you knew, that means without doubt, who walked beside you at all times on this path that you have chosen, you could never experience fear again. If you knew that. And when I take a microphone, when I go to talk to an audience, or when I sit down at a typewriter or to write, I know that I'm not alone. And being able to manifest, being able to attract into our lives what it is that we'd like to attract into our lives, boils down to a formula that I'd like to share with you here this evening. And this formula is one that seems to me that everybody who's good at manifesting, everyone that I know who is able to get things into their life, practices this. I call it the four reallys. All right? So that what you really, 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 really want, you will get. And these four reallys stand, each of them stands for something. And if you look at people who are good at, some people call them lucky, some people call them highly spiritual, whatever it might be, but they are good at getting what they want in their lives. And here are the four reallys. The first one says, I wish. So what you really wish for, everything that you'd like to get into your life starts with a wish. It's a thought. I wish I could get that job. I wish I could get that promotion. I wish I could lose weight. I wish I could get rid of that addiction that I have. I wish I could, whatever. It's a wish. So what you have to start with a wish. The second really stands for what you desire. What you really wish and desire. And the difference between what you wish for and desire is in what I call asking. Ask and you shall receive. Ask and you shall receive. It's not empty words. Be willing to ask. When I get stuck sometimes writing and I'm just not quite sure where to go or whatever, I just leave the typewriter, I leave the yellow pad that I'm writing on, I walk over to the couch and I get into a meditation and I say, I would like some help in having this become clearer as to how to express it. And it's always there. Sometimes the phone will ring and my wife will call and she'll say, did you know that this was in the mail? And I'll say, read it to me, and it'll be exactly what I needed. Sometimes it just comes in the thing that I call an intuition or an insight, whatever it might be.